Mauri ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Malene. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. I am so excited for today's episode because today I am going to be literally giving you a little lesson on the one thing that you need to get anywhere in life, in business, in your finances, and literally anything. Even when it comes to hauora, literally anything, this is the one thing that you need. Before we get started, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is the Māori Millennium Podcast, where you learn everything mindset when it comes to money, when it comes to business, when it comes to life, when it comes to implementing the strategies that will literally transform your life. I used to be broke and now I'm not, and I'm helping other whānau how to achieve the exact same thing. So, welcome back, e te whānau. I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. If you are new here, welcome to your very first podcast episode. This is so exciting because this is a very important episode and it's going to help so many different people. So let's just get started because I hate long intros. So, okay, getting anywhere in life, in business, in money, in literally any area of your life is going to require a whole new level of yourself, but the biggest thing that it's going to require is a level of self-trust that you literally know what you're doing, you're gonna get you there. Now, before you click off this episode and you're like, duh, obviously, this is on a whole new level, all right? Self-trust is going to get you to take the actions in the first place to get started, because I know so many of you have a dream, have a goal. There's something in your life that you want to do, but you're scared. You're scared of it not working out, so you just haven't started. You haven't tried because you're scared of it not working out. Or maybe you tried it in the past and it didn't work out, and now that is the evidence that you're using that it doesn't work, and so you're not going to try again. Mm-hmm. So without self-trust, you can't take that initial step that you need to take. Without self-trust, you're not going to keep going when inevitably you literally hit a bumpy road. Like, this is not fairyland. Like, there will be challenges along the way and you have to be able to keep going regardless of what comes up. That's just what it takes. When I'm talking about a whole new level of yourself, it means actually showing up when you're scared, when you don't feel confident, and actually continuing on this huarahi when something happens. I don't know how many times in business I've experienced something that has literally made me want to quit. Where I'm like, nope, that's my last day. I'm handing in my notice. It's like, actually, there will be so many more of those days for me, for you, for everyone. Because that's just what life is. Like, if you want more from life, if you want more success, if you want more money, if you want more literally anything, you can't have it for free. It's gonna come at a cost. And it's like, are you willing to pay that? The third thing that without self-trust, you literally cannot transform your life to get where you want to be. You can't do it. Now, I bet so many of you are listening and you're like, okay, but how do I build that self-trust? Because I've tried and it hasn't worked and I don't believe in myself. I'm going to teach you the step-by-step pathway to actually being able to build self-trust. The first key thing is that all of the answers to all of the problems that you're experiencing are literally within you. When I first heard this, I was like, that literally doesn't make sense. But hear me out, okay? Your puku has your intuition. Like, your intuition is within you. Your intuition connects you to your tūpuna. Your intuition is bigger than you. It has the answers to everything you're going through. You know how when, like, there's something that you're thinking about doing, but you just have a gut feeling it's not the right thing for you? That is your intuition telling you that that is not the thing for you. And so when it comes to building self-trust, it's like you have the answers within you. You just have to believe that you do, because they're there, but you need to trust that they're there. The next thing is actually building a bank of evidence of all of the past experiences that you've been through that you didn't think you would survive, that you thought were the last, you thought that was it. And actually going back to this list whenever your self-trust is wavering, like, actually, you've gone through so much. You've gone through so many days where you didn't think that this would actually work out. And it's like, use this as your evidence bank to tell you that you can survive literally anything, because you've done it before and you'll do it again. The next thing to being able to build self-trust is to actually surrender. Surrender yourself to the whenua, to the taiao. Trust your tupuna to guide you. Because you don't, like, you have all of the answers within you, but, like, within your mind, you don't have them. Like, it's not all there. It's, like, outside of you that becomes within you. Those are where the answers are found. And it's, like, actually surrender. Like, when you're having one of those days where you just don't think that you're going to make it through, I want you to, like, actually go outside, take your socks off, take your shoes off, touch the grass, and actually breathe in and out as many times as you need to, and actually surrender to Papa Tuanuku, surrender yourself, and actually go, like, I'm actually going to make it through this. Because the other thing is, like, you don't want to resist what you're feeling. What you're feeling is there for a reason. So actually allow yourself to feel it, because the more you push it away and you're like, oh, I don't want to feel this, like, the more it's just going to stay there. It's going to build resistance. So actually allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling and let it go through you. Feel it leave you. You know, like, go to the moana and actually have the waves rush over you, because they're going away. Like, and that is all of your hara. That is all of your experience. Like, let it rush past you. Okay? Because this world is way bigger than you, you know? Like, there is, do we, like, and I need to listen to this sometimes. It's like, do you realize how short life is and how rare it is to actually be a human on this earth? Like, this is not everyone gets a chance to live. And when you do, like, just be grateful you're here. Like, I know it's so hard to build that self-trust, but it's like, this is rare. We have a rare opportunity to be on this earth. The next thing is to build self-trust is to actually show up for yourself, okay? So when there's something in your life that you know you need to work on, actually work on it, okay? So this could be your mind. For example, so many times in my journey, I've wanted to improve my mindset. I've wanted to improve. I've talked about this so many times on the podcast. I've had so many different mental health challenges, and that has been, like, a big thing that has stopped me in my journey in the past, that has, like, made things harder. And so over the past few years, I've made a huge effort to actually help with my mental health. So for context, for those who are new here, like, I used to be on antidepressants, and absolutely no judgment to anyone who is on antidepressants. But for me, I didn't enjoy how they made me feel. Like, I felt like they made me feel numb. Like, they did make the pain go away as to a certain extent, but I was also numb. So I couldn't feel joy. I couldn't feel anything. And, like, I wanted to be able to handle the pain so that I could experience the good things. And so I had to consistently put in the work to be able to get off antidepressants. And for me, that is what was important for me. Like, that's what I wanted to do. Not everyone is going to be on that same pathway. For some people, medicine is literally what they need. But for me, it's not what I wanted. And so that was something that I had to consistently show up for myself. Now, there were times where I didn't want to, where I didn't feel like it, and I felt like it was easier just to stay on them, you know, all of those things. But it's like, I needed to build my self-trust by actually showing up for myself. So the first part of showing up for yourself is for your mind, like, actually showing up for your mind, because your mind is one of the most powerful parts of your body. And it can, there's, like, studies that show that if your doctor tells you that you have a terminal, you know, disease or illness, that you're more likely to die. If you have a terminal illness, but your doctor doesn't tell you, there's, like, studies that show, like, this is crazy. As soon as you start to believe something, it's, like, literally more likely to happen. So, for example, when I first started my business and I wanted to hit 10K a month, I literally believed that that was going to happen. And then it happened. Like, obviously, there was all this action and stuff involved, but it's, like, whatever you want in your life, you have to believe that that is your reality and that that is going to happen, because your mind is so powerful. The next part of showing up for yourself is showing up for your body. So same goes. I'm, like, literally walking the talk. Everything I'm teaching you guys, it's because I've literally been through it myself, okay? So for my tēnana, if you've been following me for a long journey, you'll know I've literally lost 60 kgs because my body, my tēnana was not the body that was going to be able to, like, travel me to the destinations I wanted to go. Like, and I'm not meaning in terms of, like, physically, but, like, in terms of business, in terms of finances, in terms of physically as well, traveling. Like, your body is so important, and it's literally your temple. It is what, like, your why, your feet walk you into the places that you want to go. And so we need to treat our body, treat our temple like it is a temple, like actually look after it. And this is part of building that self-trust. If you want better outcomes with your hobura, actually showing up for your body, like, there's no, like, you don't need motivation. You need discipline to actually show up consistently for yourself. The next one is actually showing up for your wairua. So are you actually meditating? Are you actually taking time out of your day to actually ask your wairua what it needs, what it wants? Are you actually listening to your intuition? So many of us go so fast in life. We're so busy going from one thing to the next thing. We don't actually take a moment to actually just sit and think about what we actually want in life. I remember when I was at law school and I was just going, going, going. And it was like, I actually wasn't happy. But it took me to actually sit, not distract myself with drinking, with anything else. Like, actually just sit and, like, listen. Listen to your wairua. Listen to what it wants. The fourth part of showing up for yourself is showing up for the highest version of yourself. So for everyone listening in today, I want you to actually create a note. Do it on your phone. Do it on your notes app. Bring out a piece of paper. Actually write out every area of your life that your highest version of yourself, like how you would be living. So when it comes to your mind, what kind of thoughts would your mind be thinking? When it comes to your body, what habits would you have with your tinana? So like 2 years ago, I told myself my highest version of myself would be waking up early, would be going to the gym straight away, would be having a healthy meal every morning, would be doing my journaling and my meditation. And that's literally the lifestyle that I have now, because that was my highest version 2 years ago. And so jot down what your body needs, what your wairua needs, what your mind needs, what are you going to be doing in business? What are the things that the highest version of you would be doing? If you don't know, how are you going to get there? Like, if you have dreams, but you don't actually know what kind of things you want to do, you need to write this stuff down so that you have something to refer to. The next thing about, like, building self-trust is actually trusting that if there is a desire on your heart, it's because a future version of you has already achieved this. Now, hear me out. Not every single person is ambitious. Some people are literally all goods with the status quo. They are absolutely fine working their normal job, you know, on minimum wage, whatever it is. They're fine with that. And that is completely beautiful. I love that. Sometimes I wish that was me because I feel like it would be a lot easier. But it's like not everyone has these dreams, has these visions. Not everyone wants to be on the self-development journey. You have something unique. It's because a future version of you has already achieved this. Like, that's how this kind of works. So when it comes to trusting, this is all bigger than you. And you are taking, like, not everyone is out here listening to a self-development podcast. Like, you're rare, you're special, you're unique. And that's beautiful. And you need to trust yourself to make the decisions that are right for you. So if you want to start a business, like, literally go out there and take the actions towards doing that. If you want to grow your business, if you want to, like, if your business is making 5K and you want to hit 10K, 15K, like, actually start taking the steps towards achieving that and know that whatever happens, you're going to be okay. The reason why I wanted to talk to you all about self-trust was because I, as you all will have known, I've recently launched Brown Business Besties, which is my new group coaching offer, which supports business owners to elevate their businesses. So this is the only way to work directly with me. So if you've been following, all of my one-on-one consult calls are fully booked out, and this is the only way to get direct mentorship from me. So basically, we have two monthly calls where you get to bring forward any questions, any mindset things that you're navigating in your business, in your life, in your finances, because it's not all about business. Like, how you're behaving, acting in your personal life will directly influence how your business outcomes are. So basically, you get all of that, you get support, guidance through that, and you also get access to Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week online money mindset business investing program. And the really cool thing is that if you've already bought Te Tiriti Haukura, you can have that pūtea credited towards Brown Business Besties. So if you just need to check your emails, because I've sent out the links if you've already done Te Tiriti Haukura. But if you are wanting to get into Brown Business Besties, the link is in the description. All of the information is there. Send me a message on Instagram at Māori Millionaire with one underscore if you want to have a chat about if this is going to work for you, if it's the right thing for you. Just send me a message on Instagram, send me community, and I'll send you some information about Brown Business Besties. But basically what I'm talking about is, like, so many business owners have, they have all these goals. They want to improve in X, Y, and Z, but, and I've got literally like the answer for them. It's like, I can support you, I can help you, I can teach you the way. But they're scared that if they invest their money, it might not work out for them. And I just want to actually validate you for a second. Because when I first made my investment with my coach, it was more expensive than Brown Business Besties. It was so terrifying. I didn't even have all of the money to pay her at the start. Like, I paid it off. And I was so scared of it not working out. Like, terrified. But I also listened to my puku, which told me that that was the right step. And that's what I'm saying. Like, your puku is never wrong. And it's like trusting your gut. Because after making that investment, I literally made a 10x return on that investment within 2 months. Like, I'm drinking kombucha, guys. Kombucha is so nice, by the way. But, like, back to the topic. Your puku is never wrong, and investing in yourself is literally how you get to that next level. If you think about children going through growing pains, that's literally their body growing. It's the exact same for adults. Like, if you want to achieve that next level in life, you have to go through something. Like, you actually have to. There's an exchange there. Like, the cost of growing, the cost of reaching that next level is, like, one, the financial transaction. Like, there is a cost. But also, it's the energy transfer. It's like you're actively deciding that you are going to prioritize this over something else. You're actively deciding that you're going to spend your time and your energy on this, and that you're going to make it work for you and your business, and you're going to put in the actions, you're going to, like, actually do the mahi so that you can get the treats, you know. Like, it doesn't just happen overnight, and it's like you actually have to do something in order to do that. And all of this is around actually trusting yourself. You've gone through so much in your life already. You know how to get to that next level, but you're not going to get there if you allow fear to drive you, and if you allow fear to stop you from making the decisions that are actually going to contribute to your next level. So I just wanted to leave that there for you all. As I said, if you have any questions, send me a message on Instagram and I will send you some details about it. But please trust yourself. If there's a desire on your heart, it's because a future version of you has already achieved this. Okay, just hold true to that because it's so true. I absolutely love you guys, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed this podcast episode, because I know how hard it is to trust yourself, and I still have days where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. But honestly, like, you just have to listen to this and come back to this episode if there's something in your life that you're like, oh, I'm not sure about this. But it's like, you're not going to get anywhere if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't trust yourself. So take those steps, make the actions. I know it's scary out there, but you've got the potential to achieve literally whatever you desire. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys did, I would love it if you guys could rate the podcast, give me 5 stars, share this on your story, tag me. I would just love to see it. And if you have any, like, podcast requests, if there's a topic you want me to talk about, please just send me a message on Instagram. I would love to be able to support you. But all of the links for everything that I'm offering is in the description. So even if Brown Business Besties isn't the level that you're wanting to be at the moment, have a look in the description, because Te Tiriti Haukura could be what you're looking for, which is my 12-week online money mindset investing and business program. Take a look in the description. But yeah, if you have any questions, send me a message. Otherwise, have an amazing, amazing day. Ka kite.